How you doing?
Record win number 201, and we heard the crowd after the game chanting your name. You waved to the crowd. What does this mean to you?
You know, I'm grateful to, you know, for all my teammates and my coaches, and for my family and friends. It's been a lot of football over the years, so, you know, it's always been about winning, and you know, I've been very fortunate to be on a lot of great teams, so I just feel very grateful.
Over the last couple of weeks, you guys have been preaching about getting off to the hot start. How much did that happen today? Obviously, you guys got off with those two early touchdowns.
Yeah, it was good. The first drive was good. LG had a great run on there in short yardage, and it kind of busted down the sideline. And he's got a lot of speed. I mean, he never really gets caught. He's made so many explosive runs here, so it was great to see. It was great to get off to a fast start like that.
I wanted to ask you, obviously, there was a celebration here with the 15th anniversary of the 2001 team. A lot of those guys are back. They're a little rounder than they were 15 years ago, and you're out there still playing. Do you ever look at the, I guess, incongruity of it, that you're still playing and they're long retired, and how amazing it is?
Yeah. I saw some of them last night at the banquet that Mr. Kraft had, but I didn't stay too long because I wanted to be up early, ready to go today. But, yeah, I mean, it's to be fortunate to play, you know, over a long period of time with a lot of different players. I think I've learned so much from everybody that I played with, and I always try to watch everybody and learn from different things that they do. And whether it was Drew, who I saw, or Damon Heward, who I saw, you know, watching Jimmy and watching Jacoby, you know, I feel like there's always something to learn. And like I said, just been very fortunate to be around a lot of great teammates over the years, a lot of great coaches, and a lot of wins.
Tom, to your right. There seemed to be a lot of screen passes today. Just curious, what was that about? Was that maybe about the Rams and their aggressive defense?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we'll have to watch. You're right. There was probably a lot of those today. I mean, I wish there was a lot of plays I thought we left out there. I thought we could have done a lot better job finishing drives. And, you know, I would like to put more points on the board than we did, but you know, it was a good win.
How do you guys think you adjusted without Rob first game, where you haven't played with him before this year, but now he's on injured reserve? How do you think you adjusted?
Well, I said earlier in the week, you know, he's a big loss because he's such a, you know, integral factor of what we do, but we'll keep fighting on. I think we still got a lot of other players who can fight as well, so we're gonna have to keep doing it. I mean, he's not coming back, so you know, we all want him to get back as quick as he can with you know, his rehab and so forth, but you know, we got to keep playing on.
Tom, you have Julian over here. Tom, over here. You have Julian playing a strong game. Talk about Malcolm Mitchell. He played well for you again today.
Yeah, both of them played great. I thought all the receivers did a great job when they, you know, when they got their looks. Julian made some really great catches, really big plays for us. So he's done a great job all year. You know, we're going to need him to keep doing it.
Tom at the front. Your offense had a pretty good game today, but you look visibly frustrated a few times on third down incompletions. What are some of the tweaks you think you need to make as you're going to Monday night against a strong Baltimore defense?
Yeah, I don't think we were on the same page, you know, like we needed to be on, you know, between myself and some of the skilled players. You know, there were some plays that were, I thought we could execute better. So it is frustrating when, you know, you expect a higher level than what we're getting out there. And I think everyone's trying to do the right thing, but, you know, we just got to watch the film and try to correct it and see if we do a better job.
Tom, you talked about not finishing drives. The good part of that, in a sense, I guess, is also it gave Steven Gostkowski an opportunity to kick four field goals, three from 45 yards or longer.
Yeah,
it's been a tough stretch for him at times this year, and he's been under a lot of scrutiny. How important was today for him and for this team?
Yeah, it was great to see those balls sail through the uprights. So he's so clutch. I mean, he's a great player, so I don't think, you know, I have too many concerns about him and what he's capable of. He's been a great player for a long time. Last one.
You mentioned last night. Can you just talk about, you know, does that seem like it was just yesterday, 15 years ago, that first Super Bowl? And what was it like to catch up with those guys and see everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it goes fast. It's gone really fast. You know, the seasons go fast and the years have gone faster. And, time's flying. Thank you.